Saturday morning and time for the Coach's Corner live on Thunder Country KIIC. The Coach's Corner is brought to you by Community First Credit Union. The Coach's Corner is heard every Saturday from 9 until 10, or until Jason wraps it up, on KIIC, live from the lobby of the new Community First Credit Union in Albia at the intersection of Highway 34 and 5. The Coach's Corner takes a look at the world of sports with a special emphasis on local sports, including reports and interviews from coaches and players with our very own Jason Summers.
Yes, bitch, he's on all these.
Yo, dog, pull up your pants. Your underwear is showing.
And now live from Community First Credit Union at the intersection of 5 and 34, it's the Coach's Corner.
Good Saturday morning to you. Welcome to the Coach's Corner. High above the Albia Square, this Community First Credit Union Coach's Corner today as we kind of talk a little football this morning. American football and a little bit of European football as the soccer team's going to join us at the half hour. But at the top of the hour, we've got Alumni Football USA in the house, and we're going to talk about their upcoming third annual Alumni Football game. It's going to take place right here, and boy, we've been able to broadcast some of those events. Great time and a great time to get out and celebrate the past and watch some of these guys who donned that Albia uniform in the past. And, of course, the Eddieville, Blakesburg, Fremont guys that come back and battle it out on the old gridiron. We're going to talk some football this morning. Of course, lots going on in the sports world, track and tennis going on today. And, of course, the golf teams, both the boys and girls, in action. And all of them have an outstanding spring seasons. And we're going to have Coach Marty Hermsen and Coach Dewey on with us next week to talk about where the golf teams are headed. And, of course, those programs are on such solid footing. Those coaches do a great job that they have high expectations. And, of course, we keep on reading and keep on hearing the great news coming off the track on the oval for both the boys and girls, the records that just keep falling in spite of Mother Nature. You know, you look out here and we got a sunshiny Saturday here in the heartland, but boy, Mother Nature has really been treating these athletic programs pretty cruel, as well as our basements. So I spent most of my morning trying to mop up what Mother Nature dumped on us a couple of nights ago. Six, maybe some reports as high as 7 inches here in southern Iowa. And you don't have to go very far to recognize the impact that's had. Just try heading up Highway 5 or go over to 34, either direction, you find that Mother Nature has been pretty wicked upon us, and I guess you don't need this silly broadcaster to tell you that. But we've got a lot to talk about in the sports world, and when we come back, we're going to talk a little alumni football. You're listening to the Coach's Corner. Don't go anywhere.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
So you've found the right home. Now at Community First Credit Union, we have the right rate. See, First is offering a 15-year fixed mortgage as low as 2.5%. With rates so low and home prices very attractive, there's never been a more affordable time to buy or refinance a home. Apply online or visit one of our 15 locations today. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. Call for additional cost information, terms and qualifications apply. Limited time only. Federally insured by the NCUA.
No one likes to think about death or plan for it, but making this important decision now allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind. When the loss of a loved one comes unexpectedly, it puts a tremendous amount of stress and financial burden on the survivors. Begin planning your final arrangements with Tharp Funeral Home. See Richard Tharp and his compassionate staff at Tharp Funeral Home to guide you through the funeral planning process. Located at 116 Benton Avenue West in Albia.
When people leave one job for another, they usually take their personal stuff along with them. Yet, millions of people still leave their 401k behind. Fortunately, Edward Jones can help you control your money. We'll explain your options and, if appropriate, help you roll over your 401k without paying taxes or penalties. To learn more, contact me, Brian Crosser, your Albia Edward Jones Financial Advisor at 18 Washington East on the south side of the square. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
Do you remember these? Cracker Jack Price, stars in your eyes, ask Daddy for the keys.
These were the times when you could walk into a car dealership and it was family owned and you were treated like family because that's the way it was. You were sold what fit your needs, nothing more, nothing less, because that's the way it was. You can still get that family owned treatment from Dewey Motor Company, family owned since 1952.
Dewey, remember these.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. We're going to talk to some crazy this morning. Some crazy guys who are going to put the old helmets and uniforms on and play some more alumni football. And before we get to our alumni from here in Albia, of course, we've been blessed to have a great partnership with Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont, and having those guys come over and join us and going back and forth. And you know, one of the things that has really impressed me between the two squads is the camaraderie, the sportsmanship, because, you know, you get there in age and you don't move like you, at least I'm going to speak for myself, you don't move like you used to, and the other guy doesn't move like you used to. You know, you sometimes look for excuses, and that's oftentimes in the other guy, and you can expect a little rivalry, but the guys have really been great sports. And besides that, they've had some fantastic games, and I've got Jerry McDowell with me, and Jerry, originally from Eddyville, Jerry, you're heading up this alumni football. You're part of Alumni Football USA, which is an organization that does this alumni football. What in the world, what got you into this?
Well, the company came to Iowa 3 years ago. They've been in business for 29 years. For the first 24, it was solely in California. Then the owner, Bob Kazet, decided to take it across the nation. Right now, we're in 29 states, including Hawaii. So they started Iowa 3 years ago. I seen the ad in the Des Moines Register, called up my partner, Eric, who's not here today, and said, "What do you think about full contact football?" He said, "Well, let's give it a shot." So we got our team. We called up some Albia guys. They got their team. We just started cracking heads.
Well, the cracking the heads, it took a little while sometimes in the games. It takes a little momentum in the games to build up where the guys are, you know, really full bore. But it's been impressive, and I don't know if you see this around the state of Iowa and maybe around the U.S., but the quality of the games, you know, I came into this a little bit expecting the first year to maybe see, you know, a little dysfunction in the game, something you like might see in what I do in my junior high games, you know, a little bit to begin with. But that's all high-quality competition, and I've seen guys really, you know, when you get some of these old rivalries like Albia and Eddyville, Blakesburg, you're going to get a little bit of rivalry, but guys have really had great sportsmanship on top of that.
Right. That's one thing that we do push is the sportsmanship aspect. Because you got to remember, not only are you representing yourself out there, but you're representing your school. And then when you step on the field, you look out and you see the kids that are up and coming and playing. And that's basically what it's all about. I mean, this program helps raise money for the schools, but it's also to get back in the game and show these kids that, one, we still got it, and two, how it's done.
Is this expanding? I mean, you're starting to see more and more schools start to do this type of event.
Absolutely. Just here in Iowa, the first year, there were 6 games statewide. Last year was 8 games. This year, we're looking at 10-plus with teams still forming.
Good stuff. You know, as you go around the nation, I'm sure this is what they found in California, particularly California. California and New York and New Jersey, Pennsylvania, those states, they've embraced football beyond high school and college. There's a lot of what we call semi-pro football that's being played around the country, and it really hasn't grabbed hold here in the state of Iowa. A few programs have come in, but football continues to be played throughout the country, and I think that, you know, this is something maybe new to Iowa, but it's not necessarily new to the rest of the world.
Right. And, you know, with us building up Iowa, it just, you know, takes the games and it progresses every year. The biggest thing that we run into is guys be like, is this true? Can this be real? you know, because they want to strap them back on. You know, when some guys just, that's what they remember is that last game, senior year, and that's all they've held on to for the last 10, 12 years.
I feel like Rico off of, you know, you seen that mountain behind me? I'm going to, you know. But no, let's get to a serious note that, you know, in order to pull this off, it takes guys that want to commit to doing it. And you know, you can't commit the night before and expect everything to fall together. So, you know, really, we're standing here about 2 months out. And this is the time to start forming the teams, getting guys to commit. And talk a little bit about that, you know, what the commitment is from both schools or both communities to get this pulled off.
Well, the commitment is we set the minimum roster at 25 for every team. It's just in our experience, if you go with less than that, with the wide range of ages of guys, if you have less than 25 guys, it's just not that great of a game. So we set the minimum requirements, which when people go to alumnifootballusa.com and sign up, that starts showing us that the commitment. And then it is $95 per player to pay. That covers the rental cost of the equipment. And after the game, everybody gets a T-shirt and a DVD of the game. Once we get the 25 guys paid up, that's when we print out the tickets. Tickets go out to the guys as a pre-sale, and that's how the donations are generated for the schools.
Well, Jerry, it's been a lot of fun watching this, and I can see that you have a great joy at putting these things together. And I'd encourage guys to come out that haven't maybe had the chance. This is for real. It's legit. And to take some of the pressure off, you know, and I don't want to jinx this one, but you know, for the most part, you really don't have a whole lot of major injuries. You know, you guys got tweaking muscles, but you don't run across too many major injuries.
No, not the major ones. Major ones, I suppose, would be a knee. But the thing to remember, it's not always the old guys that get hurt. You know, I got 18, 19, 20-year-olds that are the ones getting hurt most of the time, generally.
Well, what we lack, these older guys lack in speed and athleticism. We make up for brains and past injury. So, you know, we've been there. Hey, Jerry, thanks so much for joining us, and I really wish you guys the best of luck. We're going to come back here, folks, and we're going to meet some of these guys that are putting together the Albia team and have played in the past, T.J. Shaw, Robert Parks, the big man, D. The big D's in the house, Doyle Mick. We're going to talk with him. When we come back to the Coach's Corner, don't go anywhere.
We'll be right back with the Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
When you're in the field, you don't want to be thinking of anything but what you're aiming at. At Hoyt, they make sure you have the best possible experience bow hunting. They make sure each bow has the best accuracy, durability, craftsmanship, technology, and precision that is unmatched by any other company. Hoyt builds their bows for everyone to have the winning experience each and every time you pull back on the string. During the month of April, when you purchase a Hoyt bow from Bluff Creek Archery in Albia, Bluff Creek Archery will buy your spring turkey license. That's Bluff Creek Archery at 117 Washington Avenue East in Albia.
Delbridge Cattle Company's second annual Angus Bull Sale has some bulls ready to join your herd of cows. If you're looking to improve the attitude of your cows, bring home an Angus Bull from Delbridge Cattle Company's second annual Angus Bull Sale at the Russell Livestock Market, April 20th. The genetics of these bulls are muscular, fast-gaining, mobile, and black. Your cows will calve easier, and these calves will hit the ground running and gain and grow quickly. Don't miss this sale at the Russell Livestock Market, April 20th, the Delbridge Cattle Company's second annual Angus Bull Sale.
There's no need to look any further than Community First Credit Union for the right deal on your next auto loan. For a limited time only, CFirst is offering a fixed auto loan rate as low as 2.49% APR for up to 72 months. Take advantage of the falling rates and extended terms today and get yourself a new car with an auto loan rate as low as 2.49% APR. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APR is annual percentage rate, terms and qualifications apply. Rate subject to change at any time. Federally insured by the NCUA.
In today's economy, protecting what you have and keeping what you earn is on everyone's mind. As an independent insurance agency, Summers Insurance not only shops around for the most competitive premiums on the market, but we can also give you the small-town, friendly, neighborly service that you expect and deserve. For more information on how you can save money and protect yourself with our home, auto, business, life, and health insurance, call 641-932-7163 or 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance, serving Southern Iowa for over 75 years.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
When you are looking for a way to pay tribute to your loved one, think of something that will last for many years and many generations to see. A monument will accomplish this. You can put it all in stone. Pictures, sayings, whatever you can imagine can be etched in the monument of your choosing. Senate Pierschbacher Funeral Home can help you in choosing the monument that best fits your needs. Call Senate Pierschbacher at 932-5197 and ask how you can get a discount on your monument.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Coach's Corner on this bright, sunshiny Saturday morning here in the Heartland. We're talking football right now, American football, but here at the bottom half of the hour, Coach Gary Gravert and some of the guys are going to stop by and talk a little bit European football, soccer style. For the soccer team, once again, out to a great start here in this early soccer season. But let's get to alumni football. Of course, we just talked with Jerry McDowell from Alumni Football USA, and we've got another alumni football game in the brewing here. Albie going to take on Ava Blakesburg Fremont once again this year. TJ Shaw's in the house. TJ, you're kind of heading this up this year. If I'm not mistaken, is this your third rodeo?
No, it's only my second.
Second time. Oh, well, you know, but it's becoming old hat. This year, you got the baton handed off a little bit, and you've kind of had to take a little bit of charge this year.
Yes, I did some last year, but more so this year.
Talk a little bit about, you know, we've got this event coming up. You guys got a date set yet?
June 22nd.
June 22nd. So we just talked with Jerry about getting guys signed up. How many guys we got signed up now? And you know, what do you got to get these guys to do to get signed up and ready to go?
Well, we've got 14 signed up right now. We've got 8 guys paid. They can either go to the website and sign up or they can come out to practice, give me their money, and I'll get them hooked up on the online.
So talk about, you know, one of the things I think as I look at it, I see, okay, I got all these things going on in my life, and, you know, I'm a dad, and a guy's got to run a business. So, you know, you got all these things that you got to take care of them, and then you got to go play alumni football. That means lots of practice. So, you know, what's the commitment to somebody who wants to sign up and play?
Well, the commitment's not that hard. We practice Sundays 4 to 6, so, I mean, we're only practicing one day a week. That's all we ask of guys, and we're older now. We all understand the game better, so we just go out there, do it one day a week, and, you know, that's all we're asking. Come practice, run through the playbook, and get her done.
All right, a guy that's been getting it done. This will be his third rodeo. Robert Parks sitting next to you. Robert, man, I don't know. I'm a little worried about you. I may have to put you in some type of counseling or something, but I think you've got an addiction, buddy.
Yeah, football's a habit. Once you grab a hold of it, you don't want to let it go.
But, you know, so you've been doing this, and, you know, is each year get a little bit different? You get a little more comfortable with it? You know, talk about maybe why you continue to do it.
Well, the first year I did it, it was a little nerve-wracking because, I mean, being gone from high school for 15 years almost.
I'm laughing because the guy sitting next to you, man, he's putting zeros behind that 15.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, just trying to get used to, you know, getting back into, you know, the plays again, run, you know, getting back in the stance and making sure that, you know, you make all the holes, get all the holes right and stuff like that when you're doing every play. So it's just something that I enjoy doing.
You know, I'm not belittling any of you guys, but just from a standpoint of a spectator and a broadcaster, I was impressed at the continuity, the game flowed. And I wondered how difficult that was, you know, to kind of rehearse that, to get prepared, because you don't have a lot of practice time, and it's difficult to get all the guys there at one time. Are you a little surprised at how much, you know, it flows on game day and you know, what are you guys really being able to do to get it so that you actually have some continuity in your offense? Defense is easy. You go out and play crazy. But offense, man, you got to have things down. It's timing.
Yeah. Well, you're right. It is. I mean, plus we got guys from different eras coming out. So, you know, there's a lot of talking going on, especially during practice, trying, you know, guys trying to help guys out. So, I mean, once we get that going and everything and start getting the playbook down and guys helping guys out, just remembering stuff, it flows pretty good.
Well, you talked about 15 years out of high school. The guy sitting next to you, Big D, Doyle Mick. Doyle, so are we within a decade of 15?
Oh, yeah, no.
Affectionately, the old man on the Albia roster, but honestly, you know, you're out there, you stay in great shape, come in here, and you look ready to play football. What in the world are you doing out there, buddy? Because, you know, most guys your age, and I don't mean you're not that old, but most guys probably are not thinking about going out and strapping on and getting back out there.
Well, the first year I stood on the sidelines wishing I was a part of it, and it was better standing on the sidelines. And
No. You played last year, and yeah. You were an impact guy. You were making plays.
Had a great time. It was good playing with my own family members, a few years younger than me. And
well, Adam, I think you know Adam is just absolutely tore it up. Every time he comes back, he actually he tears it up. He was an outstanding high school football player, and you know there was no drop off when he came back on. But that has to be a real joy to be able to go out there and play with your son.
Yeah, it was a good time.
So when you go out there, do you have the time to spend? Because I know you're a busy guy too. You got everything you got to take care of, and a grandpa, and going to be a great grandpa. We'll talk about that in a second. But you got a lot of things going on. Are you able to find the time to get out and put the reps in to work out with the guys and get the plays down and stuff?
Oh yeah, I think when you were talking to Robert about getting the game on, everybody has the fundamentals at heart. So it's not like you have to, you know, teach the game over again. But, I started my workout this morning by running up the stairs to come up here. So,
well, I planned that for you guys. That's why we had it here today. I knew you needed that exercise. Well, do you get built up for the rivalry? You know, Eddieville-Blakesburg-Fremont is a rivalry with Albion. I don't sense it in many other things, but it seems like football, it really is a rivalry.
Well, back in my day, it wasn't.
Yeah.
So, but going with my kids and family through high school, yeah, it's respectable.
Yeah.
Rivalry.
Yeah, I mean, the guys, everybody gets along, and end, I think what I've been impressed is the particular first year, and I kind of got out of there last year kind of early because it was a torrential downpour, but. Everybody got together afterwards, and they kind of had a little talk. And somebody was leading a prayer, and I thought that was really first class. That showed that the guys go out there and hammer on each other and have fun, and then get together and still be friends.
Yeah, we remember at the end of the game that we are adults, and
at the end of the game, man, you got to remember at the end of the game, because if you're out there on the football field trying to play at full speed, you can't remember that you might have to go to work the next day.
That's right. And it's not like you step on the field and you play the whole game. You're in and out. I had as much fun watching the guys play as I did being in there with them, you know, being part of it.
Well, Doyle, you always make me excited. Guys that haven't played for a while, what would you tell them?
Hey, get signed up, and it's a bucket list thing, I guess, when you get my age. You know, you wish you could have done it when you were 18 or 20, but there's still time.
So there it is. The word of advice from Big D. Robert, are you ready for the rivalry? I think you guys got I wouldn't play the payback game or the intimidation game. You got to be careful now, the game you're going to be playing, but you got to be ready to go back out and maybe get a little reprieve.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they beat us the first year there, and then they came to our house last year, and they got lucky. So it's I wouldn't say much more. It's a little payback included, but, you know.
I think the highlight reel shows that. No, poor TJ over here. I'm not even going to go there.
Ouch.
But now, yeah, I'll leave that one alone. I like putting a little spur in him, but the rivalry's a lot of fun as well.
Yeah, I mean, after the game's over, everyone stands around. We all talk to one another, more shaking hands and saying good game, stuff like that. So, yeah, it's a lot of fun.
TJ, you ready, buddy? You got to get. We got to get that website and maybe if a place where you guys practice times and that type of thing, so people can get hooked up to they want to play.
Well, the website is alumnifootballusa.com to get signed up. We practice out at the field by AYM 4 to 6 on Sundays. So show up if you're interested, and you can come out there and play with us. And who knows, maybe we'll even get Jason to come out and work with us.
Well, you know, you can keep on hoping. Which Jason are you looking for?
Jason Summers.
All right, the gauntlet's been laid down, but we'll hand that off to some other Jason Summers. There was a lot on Facebook. I was checking it out. All right, we're going to take a quick time out. AlumniFootballUSA.com, the website, Sundays 4 to 6. Get out there. I'll tell you what, come out and just give it a little taste. You know, you don't have to make a commitment. Come out and practice with the guys. Have a little fun. I think one thing you're going to find is that these guys, in spite of their growly voices on the radio, they are a great time, and they do have a lot of fun. And Big D said it. Get out there. Make this part of your bucket list and get it done. We're going to come back. We're going to talk some more football, soccer style, when we come back. Back to the Coach's Corner. Coach Gary Gravert and the guys are in the house. Don't go anywhere.
We'll be right back with the Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
To get things done, you have to work together. That's what makes Wellmark Blue Cross Blue Shield of Iowa, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, and the Iowa Farm Bureau such a great team. We work together to make it easy for Farm Bureau members in Iowa to choose a health insurance plan from the Blues through local Farm Bureau agents. Join a winning Iowa team. Call your local Farm Bureau agent, Brad Witt, in Albia at 641-932-7873 today. Products available through Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Russell Livestock Market is having a breeding bull, bred cow, and pair sale, along with a second annual Dalbridge Angus breeding bull sale on Saturday, April the 20th. Some consigners are Dalbridge Cattle Company, Brad McConhay, Kenny Benson, Ed Layhart, Beavers Cattle Company, Jim Keller, and many more consigners. If you're looking to expand your herd, don't miss this sale at the Russell Livestock Market on Saturday, April the 20th, starting at 10 a.m. with Way Cows, breeding bulls at 12 noon, and breads to follow. That's the Russell Livestock Market on Highway 34, Saturday, April the 20th.
Check out Pizza Hut's great big deal. Get a large two-topping pizza for just $7.99. That's right, a large two-topping pizza for $7.99. Top it up for $2 more and make it a specialty pizza. Dine in, carry out, or delivery. It's Pizza Hut's great big deal.
This is David Lang with MDL Insurance Services. MDL offers insurance to several carriers, but our customers with Pekin seem to be our most loyal. Pekin Insurance not only offers auto, home, and commercial, but has a great life insurance portfolio, which includes term, permanent, or even a money-back term life insurance policy. Give us a call at 641-872-1616, email us at mdlins.com, or simply like us on Facebook.
Community First Credit Union is proud to offer extended hours of service to our members. With our call center, you can talk to one of our live, friendly representatives 7 days a week. Open accounts, transfer funds, make payments, or inquire about your account all over the phone. Save yourself a trip to the branch and call toll-free 866-360-5370. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Captain's Landing is open for its ninth season. Captain's Landing on J5T, the road to the dam, is ready to serve you some of the best pizza, sandwiches, and ice cream this side of the lake. Chicken wings or chicken gizzards with your choice of coleslaw, pasta, bacon dill potato salad, or lettuce salad for just $5. That's good through Tuesday. That's Captain's Landing on J5T, the road to the dam. Their hours are Friday and Saturday, 11 a.m. till 9 p.m., and Saturday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Sunday, April 21st will be very special as the Bridgeview Center presents the Oak Ridge Boys 40th Anniversary Tour.
Hellfire up high, baby, it's American made.
The Oak Ridge Boys.
Above, above.
With special guest Diana Upton Hill and Mitch Gowdy. Tickets are on sale now at the Bridgeview Center box office and all Ticketmaster outlets. Charge by phone at 800-745-3000 or online at Ticketmaster.com.
Say, never have I known it when it felt so good. Never have I knew it when I knew I
Thank God if there's man.
The Oak Ridge Boys 40th Anniversary Tour at the Bridgeview Center. Sponsored by MPA, South Ottumwa Savings Bank, and Hill Productions. This is more than a show. This is an event.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. We've been talking American football and Alumni Football USA. If you're interested in participating in this year's alumni football game here at Albia, actually the game's going to be down at Eddyville, Blakesburg, I believe, in Eddyville. But you can check out their website, alumnifootball.com. You get signed up. TJ Shaw, and give him a call. And also, I think he's on Facebook. You can check that out as well for alumni football. I'll be alumni football. And again, they're practicing 4 to 6 on Sunday nights out the AYM football field. We're talking soccer now, and one of the best soccer programs all around. Coach Gary Gravert's with me here. Coach, you guys have really built a really solid soccer program. It's young. If you look at the stage of the program, it's still in your infancy stage.
Well, yeah, we've been on for 12 years. This is our 12th year. And, you know, once you get into double figures, people kind of expect you to be, settled in. But, yeah, some of the schools have had soccer for a very long time. But I think, we've established ourselves as a soccer program that can, withstand some weather, and then we've had to do it this spring.
Oh my gosh, I coach, every spring you're going to deal with some weather that's not going to fit your way. But this winter, this spring has been cold, and it's been wet, and that's not a very good combination to try to get games in. But forget games, trying to find practice time.
Yeah, that's the thing. Luckily we have a pretty experienced team. We had three seniors on the team last year. They're very good. Jordan Kroll and Tyler Solinger and Cody McCarty. And they were all three very good players, three very good people. And we've had to replace them. And by doing that, we've had to shift a few people around here or there. Luckily, we have an experienced team, and they've been able to make those adjustments pretty quickly. But it'd still be nice to be able to get out on in a big field instead of practicing indoors or half field and things like that.
Well, it's timing. They talk about timing in football and basketball, but soccer is the same thing. And from a novice like me, you go out there and you're looking at a bunch of guys kicking. What I've come to find after broadcasting and watching more intently is that you're setting up plays, and players got to feel where each other's, like they do on basketball on the court. And when you don't have that proper spacing to practice on, it probably takes a little while for them to get that timing down.
Well, it does, and that the key word there, as you mentioned, is spacing, and being able to be in the right place at the right time, and knowing what your teammates are going to do, and what they're anticipate what they're going to do, so that you're prepared to be in the right place at the right time. As so much of soccer is just playing, and there's not so much plays that you run and things like that, but positions that you want to be in and places where you want to be and passes that you want to make and anticipating the kind of passes that are going to be made. So yeah, that's been a difficulty. So we've been using our games to do that a lot, but we've been able to get on the practice field a few times, but lately it's been kind of slim.
Coach, if I was to able to to draw up what I envision is the makeup of your teams in the past, I think you've been the type of program that's really hinged on being a really tough-minded defense, not only not allowing goals, but to really force the other team. And I won't call it I'll call it physical soccer. Has it been physical with the soccer in a very sportsmanlike way? Don't get me wrong, but. But tough-nosed defense, and that's really caused you to have, at least from a spectator standpoint, to have some Tums moments, because you, last year at the end of the year, you guys were overtime, and so I think that kind of helps when you have that kind of a mindset. The defense will help you allow the offense to come along.
Yeah. Well, it's You know, we've always tried to build from the defensive end out. You know, you try to get a good goalie, you try to get good. You know, in the past, we've had guys that have played forward that go back and they play on the defense because they can still handle the ball, they can still kick it, and they know where to be and when to be there. And we're still struggling a little bit with that. Our guys are really coming through. And as you said, you know, that whole toughness, especially in the midfield, I think that we've got a guy here that's been really, really pumped up our midfield a lot with his play, and others that have stepped forward. You know, we have Cody Wynn, who last year was mainly defense, has stepped forward into the midfield, just as Cody McCarty did last year, and we have some guys filling in the back that we think are pretty tough-minded, pretty tough people. And you know, that's one thing I really like about soccer. There's a real finesse part of it, but there's also a real physical part of it too, and the guys have to adjust to that. And yeah, usually we like to be as tough as we can get.
Well, you got two really tough guys beside you, and I'll call them tougher. You know, these are tough guys mentally. They're smart guys. When I look at your soccer team and I look at the upperclassmen you have involved, I see cerebral guys, smart guys. And the guys that have had lots of time on the field together.
Yeah, we've had some great opportunities. I think not only from the city providing a field for us and of the high school kids being able to play in the fall on Saturdays and a lot of parents stepping forward and helping us out, and you know, having the young kids playing in a lot of different situations on our field, that's been really good. And then we've had some people that have organized some, you know, outside of town things, you know, going to Kansas City to play, going to Burlington to play with against some pretty darn good competition. And you know, you learn from that. You learn to play with one another. You learn what you can do and what you can't do, and what you need to improve on. And that's been pretty much a year-round thing, which has been great.
Well, Coach, you mentioned all these opportunities for these kids, and I keep thinking about, man, the number of things thrown at our kids, conflict. You know, so soccer really takes a year-long commitment. At some point, you got to keep on working at all these different things in order to hone in those skills. But right now, even your kids are being lots of things that they got. They got high school. You know, they got schoolwork first of all. I mean, that is the reason why they go to school, the schoolwork, and then they have jobs. And these guys are doing other sports. Some are doing the senior Babe Ruth. Man, there's a lot of things pulling at these kids, which I think they're physically can handle it, but sometimes mentally it gets to be a lot on them.
Yeah, one thing that probably has changed since I was playing sports in high school has been that not so much that the kids work harder. I mean, a lot of times they're not in the fields baling hay as much as, you know, when I was growing up and doing some of those kind of things. But they are busier. And there are a lot of kids that are coming up they're trap shooting. They're getting ready for prom. You know, a lot of things culminate in the spring. Some of them want a dual sport. Some of them are playing baseball. Some of them, you know, I've got Andy Henderson was going to come here this morning, but he's calving, you know. So, you know, life gets really busy in the spring. But luckily, you know, we're pretty flexible. And one of the great things about soccer is it's a fun game to play. And then when we get together like during the wintertime and play on Sunday afternoons in the gymnasiums and stuff, and when we get to play around, you know, it's just kind of a fun game just to play. And so the guys get a chance to, you know, have some fun as well as practice their game.
You know, you said something that really kind of hit home. You know, other sports will incorporate playing soccer into their game as a game to build conditioning that's fun. So that, you know, I have other sports, football and basketball, and you even have the wrestling team at times. We'll play modified soccer games for fun to build conditioning.
Yeah, and it's you know, footwork,
yeah,
coordination, things like that. I know a lot of guys will, you know, football coaches that I know will take their linemen out and play some soccer just to improve their footwork. And I think it does that, and it's conditioning, but it's fun conditioning. You get to play a game as opposed to, you know, like running some laps or and stuff like that. So and luckily, you know, we get to play at our game. And it's for the most part, it's fun.
We're talking with the head coach of the Albia soccer team, head coach Gary Gravert. Coach, you had the great leadership as a coach in soccer, which is different than oftentimes other sports. You know, you don't have the time on the sidelines to draw up plays and call timeouts. You don't have all those type of times. So you really rely on the guys on the field to be great leaders.
Yeah, and that's another thing that I really like about soccer. There's so many great things about the different sports that I think that, you know, different sports emphasize different pieces of your character. And one of the pieces of the character that you have to have in soccer is you've got to work together and communicate, not just to play the game, but communicate with one another, making sure, you know, as you mentioned, it's a physical game. So sometimes you can get a little too emotional out there and you need a buddy to say, hey, calm down. We're going to be okay. And you can't call timeout. You can't set up a play. It's not as coach intensive as, say, football or basketball. It's a little bit more like baseball, where there's a lot more execution that you just have to do. And like baseball, it has a lot of frustration to it, because if you notice in a lot of soccer games, you know, you almost score a lot.
Right.
And that almost scoring can be pretty frustrating, or you almost make that great pass. It's just a little bit off here or there. And then you're going back the other way, and that can get to be frustrating. And so it's important for the guys on the field to be able to conduct themselves and to have good leadership on the field.
How many seniors got on your squad this year, Coach?
We have seven seniors this year, and they're very experienced. They're great kids. I am blessed.
Well,
to tell you the truth.
Watching you on the sideline, I see you're in your element, Coach. Is this something you really passion, and I know you really love it, and it showed because it's showing the results. You know, we've had an outstanding program, and it continues to keep getting better.
Well, the outstanding program starts, you know, from the bottom up, and we have a lot of parents that are involved that do a lot of stuff. You know, in the years past, I've had, you know, former players coming and volunteering to coach and stuff. This year, doggone it, those guys went out and got themselves real jobs and stuff, so I'm not able to have them with me at practice anymore. But the residual effect of that has been great. My sophomore group was just a great bunch of kids, and they really know how to play, and they really push us during practice. And the freshmen are coming in, and they're learning from them. And it's that volunteer stuff, that coaching that they get in the fall has had a really positive residual effect. And I just kind of roll the ball out there and, you know, yell a lot. But
he's also very humble, by the way. So Coach Gravert, really a great job. And I can see the passion you have for it, and it shows in the results and the fact that you got guys that are committed to the soccer the way they are. But when we come back, we're going to talk with two of your outstanding seniors. Who'd you bring with you today?
Well, we've got Ethan Gray, who is an offensive player, and we got Gabe Gravert, who is our goalie.
All right, we're going to see if we can shut them down and score some points when we come back. Big E and the Gabinator are in the house. When we come back to the corner 34 and 5, you're listening to the Coach's Corner.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
Russell Livestock Market is having a breeding bull, bred cow, and pair sale, along with a second annual Dalbridge Angus breeding bull sale on Saturday, April the 20th. Some consigners are Dalbridge Cattle Company, Brad McConhey, Kenny Benson, Ed Layhart, Beavers Cattle Company, Jim Keller, and many more consigners. If you're looking to expand your herd, don't miss this sale at the Russell Livestock Market on Saturday, April the 20th, starting at 10 a.m. with Way Cows, breeding bulls at 12 noon, and breads to follow. That's the Russell Livestock Market on Highway 34, Saturday, April the 20th.
Vaughn's RV and Custom Interiors, 1609 North 14th Street in Indianola, has a great selection of pre-owned inventory, high-quality travel trailers, fifth wheels, motorhomes, plus miscellaneous vehicles. All of the pre-owned units at Vaughn's RV are completely inspected. If you're ready for a great adventure, Vaughn's pre-owned RV is ready for your enjoyment. Some units come with a 90-day guarantee. See Vaughn's RV and Custom Interiors, 1609 North 14th Street in Indianola.
There's
There's no need to look any further than Community First Credit Union for the right deal on your next auto loan. For a limited time only, CFirst is offering a fixed auto loan rate as low as 2.49% APR for up to 72 months. Take advantage of the falling rates and extended terms today and get yourself a new car with an auto loan rate as low as 2.49% APR. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APR is annual percentage rate, terms and qualifications apply. Rate subject to change at any time. Federally insured by the NCUA.
When you lose a loved one, the flood of emotions you feel can be overwhelming. So many things to reflect on, so many things to deal with, and plan both short-term and long-term. You, more than ever, need someone to help you. Someone with sensitivity, caring, and understanding, and someone with the expertise to truly honor your wishes and your loved ones. That's when it's a good idea to contact Richard Tharp or Cody Krall at Tharp Funeral Home in Albia at 932-3129. They're there to help you in your time of need.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Coach's Corner. We're talking soccer here, Albia soccer. I got two of the outstanding stars on this Albia soccer team, star seniors, Gabe Gravert and Ethan Gray. And Gabe, I'm going to start with you, buddy. A Avenue representing this morning. Gabe, you've had an amazing senior year. I look at all the things that you've accomplished this senior year, and you've had a great run here at Albia High School. But I know soccer, at least from a standpoint of me observing, seems to be the sport maybe that you passion the most.
Yeah, I mean, I've played it since I was in kindergarten. Kicking the ball around is just, it's always been there, so it's a lot of fun.
You guys have really, you know, as you look at I look at seven of the seniors, and I think most of those guys you have played a lot of soccer with beyond just the high school soccer.
Yeah, I mean, we play every fall, and fall is probably, we don't take it as seriously, but it's a lot of fun, and we get a lot better.
So this team, you know, you've got high expectations. You've been a part of guys that have been the state and the sub-state, The expectations are pretty high. I'm sure that you guys as seniors have made those expectations high. But being there already, doesn't that give you already the confidence to know that you guys have got that kind of program where you can make those type of expectations?
Well, yeah, we definitely have expectation of making it to state and sub-state. But, I mean, we still have to work every practice as hard as we can to get that goal.
With the weather like it is, that, you know, from a player standpoint, is that make it a real challenge for you guys to mentally stay into it?
Yeah, especially me as a goalie, just because I don't get as much work in a gym setting as I would in a field setting.
As a goalie, by the way, you know, the whole weight of the world is on your shoulders, particularly in those kickoffs. I don't know what to call them, those kickoffs. You guys got to learn me stuff. But, you know, and how many stressful moments, you know, you've had over the years, and that's a lot of weight that you carry on your shoulders there.
Yeah, I just, during overtimes, I try not to think about it. I don't think of what if a ball goes in. I just sort of think of us scoring and me running down there and jumping on the pile.
Well, how good can this team be?
This team can be great, I believe. So. I think we have a good shot at making state and competing at state.
As a goalie, do you prefer it to be on your half of the field or the ball to be on their half, watching guys like Ethan Gray run down the field?
I'd much rather it be on their side of the half. I might get bored at times, but It's a lot better when we have more points than they do.
Well, I'm going to say something right now. If Gabe's he's one of the best darn goalies all around, period, in the story. But even if the ball's, you know, one thing that I think Gabe even is better at in life is being a cheerleader. And I love that about you, Gabe. You're a great teammate in every sport you're at. But you're a cheerleader, man, of Albia sports. And so I don't think our team could have a better guy out there on the field cheering their teammate to go in the other direction than you. And I mean that with my heart, Gabe. Ethan Gray. Ethan, now, when I look at you guys, you like to get out and get in space, and that's where you're really at your best.
Yeah, I like to move the ball. I like to send it up to my forwards, and then I like to sprint up to the middle so to look for those crosses and just maybe get one in, you know. We've got a good group of guys. I mean, I just feel like that sending forward and being able to run to space, I can just, like, trust them to do their job.
You know, when I look at soccer, it's kind of like soccer a lot like basketball to me. And you know, you're trying to get angles, and
you know, the guy that makes the basket oftentimes in basketball, or the guy that gets the goal, it's a great feat. But to me, looking at the guy that made that setup pass or got that that ball right in the perfect space, so it's an easy shot. I mean, that to me is as a viewer, a broadcaster, that's exciting stuff. But I think that's something you passion as well, is making those type of passes.
Just this year, really. Worked on it in the fall too. My 6-for-1 coach, he got me playing in the middle because he saw that I could bring up the ball and then pass it to those forwards and get that chip pass over and then make the run to the middle and maybe hope for a ricochet or something for my teammates to get. But yeah, I really do enjoy chipping it, and that's what I'm really planning on doing this year.
Well, I know how much you love soccer. I know you have lots of passion for baseball as well, but I'm not gonna read your mind, but soccer seems to be your passion sport. I think about, you know, was it a little over a year ago, maybe a little more than a year and a half ago? You were dealing with some real serious health issues, and the battle you come through, it has to feel pretty good that you're sitting here your senior year with a chance to really have a special season.
Yeah, the injury was pretty epic. Came back though. Junior year, I wasn't the best. I had some issues getting back, but coming back this senior year, being able to play with this group of guys, I mean, it's been amazing. And soccer is just fun.
Well, you guys, you've done a great job of representing Albion. Everything you do, you both are outstanding. Not only soccer and baseball players, but you're outstanding leaders for your team. Appreciate everything you do. Before I let you go, what's the plans as you move on and graduate from Albion High School, Ethan?
I plan on going to Indian Hills for 2 years and going into the nursing program.
And how about you, Mr. Gravert?
I'm going to AIB in Des Moines. I'm going to major in business administration.
All right, guys, busy week next week. Where do you play?
We play at Sheraton on Monday.
And I think you have a big contest coming up on you play Monday at Sheraton and then Friday at home. Is that correct?
Yes. And I think we play Mid Prairie on Tuesday at home.
Oh, my.
At Mid Prairie.
So you guys got a little traveling time to come home on Friday, get a big crowd. When you play under the lights with a big crowd, does it just make it a little extra heartbeat for the game?
It's exciting.
All right. Gabe, one last question. What's it like to play for your dad?
Sucks.
No, all right. I love it. There's the truth comes out.
No,
we're gonna leave on that
I
one,
love
folks.
For this guy.
Good stuff. We're gonna take a quick timeout. You can see why our future looks darn bright here with guys like this, Ethan Gray and Gabe Gravert, two of the very best, and not only a great athlete. So you get to hear that all the time. I get to talk about that, but man, these guys are first class. And when you see them on the street, give them a pat on the back, say them out of the way, because they are making sure that the Albion on the front of their jerseys is being well represented. And our future looks really, really bright because of guys like this. We're going to take a quick time out, come back, and wrap things up here. You're listening to The Coach's Corner. Don't go anywhere.
We'll be right back with The Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
When people leave one job for another, they usually take their personal stuff along with them. Yet, millions of people still leave their 401k behind. Fortunately, Edward Jones can help you control your money. We'll explain your options and, if appropriate, help you roll over your 401k without paying taxes or penalties. To learn more, contact me, Brian Crosser, your Albia Edward Jones financial advisor at 18 Washington East on the south side of the square. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
Do you remember these? Cracker Jack prize stars in your eyes as daddy for the keys.
These
were the times when you could walk into a car dealership and it was family-owned and you were treated like family because that's the way it was. You were sold what fit your needs, nothing more, nothing less, because that's the way it was. You can still get that family-owned treatment from Dewey Motor Company, family-owned since 1952.
Dewey, remember these.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Coach's Corner. Another busy Saturday morning here at the Corner 34 and 5. I want to thank Community First Credit Union, as always, making this broadcast possible. And folks, stop out to the Corner 34 and 5 here in Albia at C-First, and they will take exceptional care of you. Right now, historically low interest rates. I keep saying this, but folks, the time is going to run out on some of these amazing interest rates. So if you're looking to purchase a new vehicle or refinance, I think sometimes we forget that if we had a car loan for a while, that you can still go and get that car loan refinance. Probably easier than it was when you first purchased the vehicle. And C-First will do a great job of taking care of you. When you go into a dealership, ask them if they have Community First Credit Union as one of their lenders, and they'll directly set you up with them as well. So it's not only do you have the ability to stop in and see them at Community First Credit Union here in Albia, you can do so by calling their 800 number, and they have extended hours on the weekend. So if you're out looking at a vehicle, that they can take good care of you. Another great show here this morning. We want to really say a big thank you to TJ Shaw, Robert Parks, and Big D Doyle Mick for stopping by with Alumni Football USA. Jerry McDowell heading that up. And you can be a part of this alumni football game by going to alumnifootballusa.com and click and find the Albia Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont matchup, or see TJ Shaw, and he'll get you hooked up. And they practice every Sunday night, 4 to 6, out at the AYM field. Thanks to Coach Gary Gravert and two of the outstanding seniors, Gabe Gravert and Ethan Grayboy. They are outstanding soccer players. We're going to see them live Friday. We'll have that broadcast on the air for you. But better yet, get out there, bring your headset, and watch the soccer matchup this Friday. Thanks to my producer, Scotty Fry, the best in the business. You guys have a great Saturday. You've been listening to the Coach's Corner. Have a great weekend.
NBC News Radio, I'm Alex Witt. The second suspect in the Boston bombing remains in the hospital under heavy security. He was found hiding in a boat parked in a backyard in Watertown near Boston. NBC's justice correspondent Pete Williams says police are anxious to talk with him.
They'll want to start the questioning as soon as they can. We were told last night he was in serious condition, but then we heard that he was doing better, and they're undoubtedly transfusing him to replace the lost blood.
He's the younger brother of the other suspect who was shot to death by police in a gun battle. Their uncle in Maryland says he hopes the younger boy survives.
I want him alive. He's been used by his older brother. He's just used. He's just another victim of his older brother. Although, as I just repeat myself, he victimized others. But he's been used by his older brother.
President Obama says police will work to determine the motive for the bombing, but said the world has witnessed one sure and steadfast truth.
Americans refuse to be terrorized.
This is NBC News Radio. The death toll continues to rise in China's Sichuan province following a 7.0 magnitude earthquake. At least 156 people have been killed and more than 5,500 injured. NBC's Ian Williams is in China.
Rescue workers and soldiers are rushing to Sichuan province in southwest China after that massive quake struck shortly after 8 a.m. this morning. Chinese seismologists still have it as 7.
The waters of the Mississippi are still rising after days of torrential rains. Floodwaters could reach record highs. Efforts are now shifting toward recovery in West Texas today, where a fertilizer plant exploded Wednesday. 14 people were killed and more than 200 injured there. And the Los Angeles judge has reportedly dissolved the marriage between Kim Kardashian and Chris Humphries. TMZ.com says Humphries is not expected to receive any money from Kardashian, despite reports saying he was seeking $7 million. I'm Alex Witt, NBC News Radio.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issued preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month, guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issued preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month, guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
Thunder Country Weather.